Hello.
We are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with answers from everyone who answers the survey. What is your zip code?
One five two oh eight.
Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just a second. What is the year of your birth?
What is this survey for?
We are working on community issues facing on your community.
Okay.
All right. Allow 57. Me to ask you. Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Democrat.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
Black.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or you will definitely not vote?
Definitely vote. I can't believe you woke me up for this.
How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? And allow me to read the options available. Voting in person early before the election day. Voting in person on election day. Voting by mail. Water.
Voting by mail.
Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
Okay.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of these of the people and or groups, please indicate so. And allow me to read J.D. Vance.
Sarah.
Barack Obama.
Well, he's not even running. It's bad.
He's part of the survey.
Huh?
He's part of the survey.
Well, okay.
Okay. Mark Kelly. Joe Biden.
Sam.
Josh Shapiro.
Sam.
Tim Walz.
Sam.
Excuse me, can you repeat?
Sam. You say Walz?
Tim Walz, yeah. Now, Donald Trump.
Zero.
Kamala Harris.
Two.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top three issues more important to you. I'm about to read the list, and feel free to stop me anytime to select one of them. Now, affordable quality healthcare, affordable quality housing, rising cost of living, abortion, immigration.
Abortion.
Okay. Now, immigration, reducing racism and discrimination, climate change and environment, access to good jobs, criminal justice and police reform, access to quality education, protecting and expanding voting rights.
Voting rights.
Okay. Public safety, including gun violence, better transportation systems.
Is that all?
Is that all? I'm more than glad if you need me to read them again. The rest of them.
What happened to the rap of democracy? That ain't on the list.
The thing is that you must select three of them. The most important to you.
Well, they will say climate change.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move on to the next one.
How long is this?
We're halfway through. No. I know it's a long way. Excuse me?
How long?
We're halfway there.
All right.
I will be as quick as I can from now on. I know it's a long way off. But if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Now, allow me to read the options. Republican Donald Trump? Excuse me?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Just a second. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, will that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote? Make no difference? Somewhat less motivated to vote? Or much less motivated to vote?
Well, I'm going to vote anyway, motivated to vote.
Okay. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Democratic Party?
Yeah, about the Democratic Party.
Say that again.
Allow me to read it again. Compared to the last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Make some difference.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris somewhat, describe her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her, and allow me to read. Restricts right to the trans and LGBTQ community.
What about it?
Yes, for each of...
Go ahead.
Okay, yes, for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris.
Does it describe her?
Yes. And allow me to read.
I understand.
Yes, the first one is restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
No, I don't think she'll restrict it.
You need to select, for example, is somewhat describe her or only describe a bit or really does not describe her. Those are the available options.
What do you mean, describe her? I think she would be good for the LGBTQ community. That's what you're asking.
Okay, now, fights for all of us.
She will.
Governs with an iron fist.
With an iron fist?
Yeah, governs with an iron fist.
I need you to say that again.
More than glad. Governs with an iron fist.
An iron fist?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Represents the AAPI community.
AAI. What's AAI?
It's a AAPI.
AAPI. Yeah.
Remember, the available options are if it really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, or really not describe.
I don't know what AAI is.
Okay. Now, It's prepared to be president.
Yes.
It's a strong black woman.
She is, yes.
It's thought on crime.
Yes.
Is someone young girl can look up? I'm sorry. Is someone young girls can look up to?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference. Allow me to read. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority.
Mm-hmm.
And remains. I will read the whole sentence.
Okay.
And remains actively engaged in advancing the remission of uplifting black communities.
Not favorable.
Okay. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers.
Not favorable.
Can you say it again, please?
I said much favorable. Is it still on much favorable?
Okay. Kamala started a program called Black on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
She did. Much favorable.
Kamala forget her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims.
I don't think that's true.
Kamala is dotingly referred to as Momala by her Nancy and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives.
That's favorable.
In 2004, a district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
What are the choices?
Much favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference.
Somewhat, I don't know. I don't know if she ever did that. No difference. I don't know.
Okay. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
I'm going to vote 10.
And once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, or third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, we're almost done. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
It would be for Kamala Harris.
Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you? By a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you? By a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to
main
three.
What?
Okay. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to three. Mm-hmm. And allow me to read them. MSNBC. And remember, you can stop me anytime.
That's mine.
Okay, good. Local TV news, local radio. Okay,
no.
Local Facebook, Snapchat,
no.
TikTok,
no.
Local newspaper,
no.
Instagram,
no.
Fox News,
no.
CNN,
yeah.
The rest of them are family and friends, network news,
no.
National newspaper,
no.
Twitter.
No.
Okay. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential elections come up recently in these group chats? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not often at all, or I do not use group chats.
I don't use group chats.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Democrat, Independent, or Republican?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Democrat.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
14.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Are you the parent of or guardian of any children under the age 18?
No.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
60 grand.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Your opinion is very important.
You're welcome.
Thanks again for your help. Have a nice day.
Yeah.